This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. And I am just wild about the next author, because her name is Darcy Wilde, and she is a national best-selling author of The Secret of the Lost Pearls. Hi, Darcy.
Hey, Patsy. So glad to be here.
Okay, well, it's nice. I love your name. And as I said, I'm wild about this book. And it is one of your useful woman mystery. Well, women are useful. I'm glad to hear that. Nice. That's nice. And, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, I will talk to anyone who starts every chapter with a Jane Austen quote. So you got me right there.
Yes, I am a huge fan of the great Jane.
Me too.
And Pride and Prejudice, of course, probably her greatest.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, controversy?
I will agree. But it is so exciting. When I got the book, why I am a Jane Austen fan, you have to know that when I was 21 years old, I moved to England, bought a house 30 minutes from where she was born. That's how big a fan.
Wow. Okay, that's hardcore.
That's hardcore fan. And I spent many a day taking many people to picnic right there where she was born. So when I got this, I got such a kick out of it. Now, of course, I love that, you know, this is also subtitled a Riveting Regency Historical Mystery. And that's great. And just in case people don't know Regency, explain a little bit.
Okay, well, the Regency period was the time in England between about 1809 and 1820. And it gets its name because during that time, King George III basically went insane. They now think he had a disease called porphyria. But he wasn't dead, but he couldn't rule. So Parliament appointed his son, also named George, as a regent, kind of like the vice president stepping in if the president became incapacitated. And even though George III was still king, his son, who was Prince George, was running the show. And that lasted for 9 years, and that period is known as the Regency.
And there is so much romance literature, because it was so much romance during the period. And and now, of course, everybody's interested in royalty, and we have another Prince George. So I think that people will enjoy this connection to the past. What sparked your interest in the Regency period?
Well, Jane Austen.
I think
that was an entryway for a lot of us. I fell in love, I admit, not through the books, but through the adaptation of Pride and Prejudice. With back in the 90s, yes, I'm that old, with Colin Firth as Mr. Darcy. And I was smitten, I was in love, and I realized it was ridiculous that I had never actually read Jane Austen. And my husband, he was just my boyfriend at the time, went out and bought me the collected works of Jane Austen. And that's why I married him. Okay, that's not entirely why I married him, but it was a help. And I blew straight through all of them and, you know, never looked back. And, of course, I also am a fan of romance, the genre, and I love romances set in the Regency. I read all the Julia Quinn, The Basis for Bridgerton now, which is they are making that fantastic Netflix adaptation of. And I love the period. And, you know, I'm a history nerd, so I love the intrigue. I love the drama of it. I love, you know, all of that stuff.
And so you came out with a great character, Rosalind Thorne, And tell us about her, because as you said, it is nice to know that a woman can be useful.
Yeah, well, in the Regency, we're looking at that. The book started in 1816. There were a lot of challenges for a woman. Rosalind was born in a great situation. Her father was in the aristocracy. He was wealthy. She had the big house. She was meeting a lot of family, so she was getting all the good connections. She fell in love with someone who was in line to become a duke. So she was set. The only problem was her father actually didn't have any money, and he was skating on charm. And when the debts piled up too high, he vanished, took her older sister with him, and left her and her mom to deal with the guys who were banging on the door looking for their money. So suddenly Rosalind has got to figure out a way to make a living in a world that doesn't allow women like her to work for money. So it turns out that what happened in these situations is that the women who found themselves, you know, abandoned or destitute, their friends would rally around them, and their friends would start inviting them to stay at their houses, you know, for long periods of time, a month, 2 months. And it was kind of like couch surfing. They'd be couch surfing between these larger houses, and these friends would loan them dresses, would loan them carriages, so they could stay part of that lifestyle. And in return, what these women would do would be they would help out. They would help out with social calendars. They would help out running parties. Or, if you're Rosalind Thorne and it turns out you're good at it, they'd help out with things like blackmail or murder and get you out of those situations. And the name, what these women were called, what their friends would say, is, oh, they've become such a useful woman. And when I found that and I found out about that, I knew instantly I had to write about this character and about this situation, because I had not seen it done before.
No, and neither had I, and because usually they land up being governesses.
Yes.
And, you know, yes. Yeah, and I didn't, so that this is so much better because they stay upstairs as mm-hmm. opposed to being, you know, the servants. So they mix with the right people.
Mm-hmm. And what makes this great for a sleuth is Rosalind knows everybody. Because she's circulated among all these families, because she has maintained her reputation, you know, she's been able to keep up appearances. She talks to everybody. She knows everybody. She knows who to go to get the gossip.
Oh, and it's delicious gossip. You get some really delicious gossip in there, I tell you.
Well, you know, again, only following Jane Austen's example, I mean, what are the best parts of those books? It's the gossip and the banter.
It is. And you've captured a lot of that. It's really great.
Thank you.
And then you throw in a lot of little twisty-turny things and give us a nice array of potential suspects here.
Well, I grew up on mysteries. I started in on mysteries from reading my grandmother's Agatha Christie. And I love a traditional mystery. I love a puzzle. I love a situation where, you know, the clues are there, where you can figure it out. But you know, I'm usually wrong. I'm not very good at other people's stories. But, you know, but there's a lot of possibilities, and I like them to be, you know, believable. You know, I like them to arise really from character motivation. So I try and really pay attention to, you know, what do the characters want? What is driving them so hard that they might actually kill somebody, which is, you know, a huge line to cross. So, you know, I like to keep that very sharp and very in focus. And of course, that's what Rosalind is good at, is people. Because she knows everybody, because she'll talk to anybody, and because she understands the way relationships work, what she's really good at figuring out is that crucial motivation. Why would somebody do this?
Well, you know, the way you lay out the story and the interesting characters, it makes for a really fun read. And I was so, I as I said, it was so much fun to see the quotes at the beginning of each chapter. I thought it was just must have been fun to do. And there's quite a bit of research that you had to do for this book.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, the Regency is a fascinating time. I mean, for this one specifically, first of all, it was an excuse to go back and reread Pride and Prejudice. And I love Pride and Prejudice. I love the adaptations, but you know, Jane Austen's writing is so sharp and just so clear, and I love it when, you know, I people are going to get the wrong idea about me, but I do love, she is so cutting. I heard somebody else say she knows who the bad guys are, and she makes sure you know who the bad guys are, and she has got just a world of glorious, you know, snarky commentary. So, you know, so didn't need to twist my arm. That was fabulous, and going through and calling out the quotes was a lot of fun. But yeah, there was a lot going on in the Regency, and the world was a lot different than the one around us now. Policing was entirely different. The social structure, the limits on what a woman can do and can't do, and where she can be and when she can be there, were very, very strict. So there's choreography involved in every one of these about, you know, who can go where and when they can go and what they can see. So that's when I'm working on any one of these, I have to be I have to kind of plot out every scene so I can know, you know, not only who needs to be where, but who can be there.
And of course, then you have all of the other things: the clothes, the food, the room, the decorations in the room. Oh, and you managed to really draw a picture for us, so that we really feel that we're there.
Yes. Well, the lucky for me, the Regency was really the birth of the modern novel. So, for a history nerd, you not only have, you know, the great Jane to go on, but Jane Austen had a ton of contemporary writers around her who were busy inventing the novel, most of them women. And so I read a lot of those, and I've looked at their descriptions of clothes and of meals. Because if you read Jane Austen, she's all about the dialogue. She does not include a lot of descriptions of clothes or of food, so I had to go elsewhere to other writers at the time and diaries. There are a ton of diaries from the time period. So they talk about the meals and the parties and the people. So I've looked into all of that for this series. And it's a lot of fun. Again, you know,
I think the research is so much fun for a novel, and particularly something like this, where you really get into the period. It's just absolutely, it makes it so worthwhile to be a writer. You really, even if you know, it just gives you that joy. When I write about the joy on paper, when I call this program, that's a joy, because it's not just the joy of the writing process, but the joy of the research process. And then knowing that people are going to read it and get as excited as you do. So it's just a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
That is actually my favorite part of what I do. I am always learning something new. I am always discovering something new. When I found the concept of the useful woman, it was buried in the pages of another novel of the time, and the light that comes over you when you realize this is that nugget. This can be turned into something really you know, fun and interesting.
It's so exciting.
Nothing like it.
It's so exciting. As Hercule Poirot would say, you are using your gray cells.
Exactly.
And that's the best thing. That's what one of the reasons people should write and people should read, because it keeps your gray cells busy and active and, you know, just going to, you know, sparkling in your brain and keeping your mind active is the best thing you can to avoid, you know, aging too quickly. So
absolutely.
And I think that you've done a wonderful job with this book. And I love your husband. I love that he got you the Jane Austen books.
Marry the man who buys you books.
That when I first got married, my husband was traditional, and you know, when from the day I met him, he would be buying me jewelry. Mm-hmm. He'd buy me, you know, and I landed up with diamonds and sapphires and rubies and opals and all sorts of, you know, lovely things. Lots of gold, and then one day he bought me a book. He finally realized. I mean, I only stopped like at every bookstore we ever passed. He realized all I have to do is get her a book. You know, I mean, it was so easy. And then after that, oh boy! But actually, he had to do some research himself to make sure that he'd get me. He'd always get me a book that was really something special. So. It's funny, the way to a girl's heart is through a book.
Yeah, is through the bookshop. Now, see, I like your husband because that all shows he was paying attention to you as a person.
Exactly.
And that's love.
Oh,
absolutely. That's love. People, you know, they want to know, how do I win a person? But pay attention to her as a person.
And, you know, I kept getting books and books. And by the time we left Europe, we lived in England and other places. Mm-hmm. And I came back. We brought a container. I had a container of books. And for years he asked me, do you have a plan?
Plan?
No. And I didn't, actually, until I got this strange, marvelous idea to do a radio program at 4 o'clock one morning. I said, I know why I'm collecting all these books. Why? At one point, I had 3,642 books. And it was all because somewhere in the back of my mind, I never thought about it, but it came to me. And there I am with a radio program. And I get to talk to wonderful people like you. Darcy Wilde, I'm wild about you. And people, Darcy is spelled with an I-E, D-A-R-C-I-E, and Wilde with an E. And you can just remember, you will be wild about Darcy, too. So do you have a website you want people to go to, Darcy?
I do. It's darcywildauthor.com. And you can also search on Darcy Wilde Author. And you'll find me on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, and this one is called The Secret of the Lost Pearls. We did not give any of the exciting things that happened in this book away. People, you have to start reading it, and you'll find out why those pearls were lost, and you're going to get a murder along the way. And then Darcy's going to keep you turning the pages as she writes more and more about the Regency period. And you can learn a little bit about... Well, you know, it's wonderful that we have another Prince George, and he is a cutie, isn't he?
Well, by this time, he's a little bit of an older cutie, but in his day, oh, heck yeah, he got around, he Prince George.
Okay, well, Darcy, again, and I want to thank so much Kensington, because they are so wonderful. And
They are just
so terrific, and particularly Larissa Ackerman. I have to just give her a shout out. She is fantastic.
She's great, isn't she?
And she is just amazing. And she called in here. You know, I had a Carol J. Perry day Carol is also a Kensington author, and back on October 25th, I had the entire day was for Carol J. Perry, and Larissa called in to say hello to her, and so it was so exciting, and I love Larissa, and I want to thank her, especially to get you here at the beginning of the year. I want to start off with a bang here in the Regency period. You're a terrific, terrific writer, Darcy.
Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me. This has been just a delight.
Okay, well, Happy New Year. And I know I don't have to ask you if you're writing. I mean, I know you're writing.
Oh, yes. Always something.
Okay, so when the next book comes out, you'll be here on Pub Day, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I'd love to be back.
Okay, bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, this is fun. I love this book. I love books set in England. I love books that remind me of England. I just love books. Bye-bye now.